Okay, our first case is LU 12-204811DZAD, the Planet Granite. The applicant is Steve Fosler from Fosler Portland Architecture LLC. The address is 1405 Northwest 14th Avenue, and it's a design review for a new three-story athletic facility in the North Pearl sub-area of the River District. Welcome, Steve. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. I do not have a PowerPoint presentation today, so I'm just going to read the memo that I sent to you on March 25th into the record. Enclosed, you will find a revised staff report and revised replacement drawings from the applicant. The project revisions include the following: changing the CMU block wall to a single color with some pattern variety, changing the stormwater plants to be lower, less dense, and more garden-like, adding windows to the upper floors behind the stormwater planter, lowering the planter wall so it can act as a seat wall, changing the bike rack style to a more modern and decorative type, adding a canopy around the southwest building corner, and installing translucent glass in the clear story element in place of acrylic. And the drawings that you received all were replacement drawings, so you should have just folded those into your original set and discarded the ones that they replaced. And I'd just like to invite the applicant to come up and give a brief presentation if you don't have any questions for me.
Any questions for Chris before the applicant starts? Okay, thanks.
Hi, I'm Steve Fosler, applicant, 1930 Northwest Lovejoy. I believe Chris's summary was accurate and complete. We did take your advice very carefully and did explore some of the options you suggested in the memo dated April 4th, 2013 that we just passed out. I'll just go through that quickly so it's in the record as well. We've changed the clerestory windows to glass. The southwest corner, we reviewed the views into and the pedestrian orientation of that corner. It has a lot of glass and a lot of activity. We added an awning above it to make it more pedestrian friendly. And we brought an additional rendering over here, just one size, showing that corner with the awning. And we think it expresses how it is a more inviting corner without appearing to be an entrance to the building. We've changed the planting pattern in the flow-through planter. And then most importantly, we've added six large vertical windows. They're 4 foot six wide by 12 feet high. They offer views up into the kind of back of house of the climbing wall. You won't be able to see a lot of actual climbing activity, but you'll be able to see climbing apparatus. You'll be able to see up into the volume of the building, and it helps activate that large wall. There's also the in your drawing packet, DR4, you can see from street level that those windows plus the roll-up doors and windows we have on the ground floor behind the planter offer quite a variety of views into the space, opens up that wall to the pedestrians. By changing the wall to a seating wall, it invites people to sit and linger there. And also on DR5, the second sheet in the new packet, notice on the left west end of the flow-through planter, there's an existing roll-up door on the second level that offers views up into active climbing space as well. Finally, notice that wall that was under a lot of discussion last time is only 12 feet from the sidewalk, so imagine that the height of that wall that close to the sidewalk with this many openings. We think it really does activate the space, the sidewalk, in response to pedestrian interest. The CMU base has been unified into one type and a more organic looking block. We have the block sample here. Also, I think in the packet is a photograph of an identical wall that also occurs elsewhere in the Pearl District. And the other minor things, we've refined the columns at the front. The bike racks are not the traditional staple, but they're still a staple. They're not the pointed Italianate one that we did explore. We explored several kinds of bike racks. We tried to find the most utilitarian but also interesting rack that can also be leaned against. Also, we've identified in our Green Street plan that's under review by city engineers, PBOT, areas in the Green Street for additional bike racks that would be incorporated into that. Finally, we did explore the changing the building color, reducing the number of colors, trying to figure out if there's a different color combination that would work. We tried quite a few different ones and came back to our original, not out of exhaustion, but because we think that the original is the best. It works well with the massing. It emphasizes the building as a unique anomaly in the neighborhood as opposed to trying to blend it in or make it recede from the neighborhood. And the colors are important to break up the mass of the building. Remember that the point, the highest point is about 60 feet tall, six-story building. We believe the three colors are necessary to bring the scale down somewhat without compromising the massing. And we think this works with the Pearl District neighborhood quite well as a creative gesture. No, actually not a gesture, a statement. Finally, we looked at different awning shapes, designs, types. We really did about 2 or 3 weeks of exploration on changing the profile, changing the plan view of them. Everything worked against the massing of the building and the strength of the design. So we came back to the rectangular form that you see here on these sheets. We think this works with the building. It unifies the building. It keeps the strength of the massing and the design. Any angular additions seem to be less strong and less appropriate. So we're looking at the building as large masses with simple awnings and basic volumes of space.
Okay, are there questions?
I just had a question for
Go
Steve.
Ahead.
First of all, thank you so much, I think, for addressing a lot of the things that were discussed last time. And I was just curious, through the evolution of that wall that you put the windows into now, which I think is a really great improvement, it's kind of interesting. It started out as a blank wall, and so having the planter in front was really important because that was the thing that made the experience good. Mm-hmm. Once you sort of committed to adding the windows into that wall, did that change your thinking at all about the necessity for the planter? I mean, you still have the planter. Are they both doing the same thing now? I was just curious about, you know, once you do that, did you consider why isn't that wall out at the street edge?
Well, the basic reason is that we need that. It's a stormwater planter, so we need that area for treating the rooftop water.
Okay.
So that's why it is the size it
Got
is.
It.
But we did work a lot with it to make it work with the windows.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, do you have the quantity of bike parking that is included in the stormwater, out in the street improvements, outside of this
in the Green Street.
Yeah, you know, do you have even a guess about kind of what it's going to be?
Yeah, we actually laid them out. If they're not on here, there's about room for about 12 or 14 more racks, so 24 to 28 bikes.
That's great.
In several spots along the street, not all clumped together.
Great. Okay. Cool. And then, can you talk a little bit more just about, you're using multiple colors of the masonry units in a pattern. Is that right, or is it a single?
It's a single color, but multiple or two different sizes of block.
Ah, okay. And is there something in here that
yes.
described?
That's right. You mentioned a photograph, but I didn't see it. Here.
I don't.
Okay. Sorry. Where's that photograph?
Oh yeah, here, David. I should have passed this around.
Which one are we looking at? Sorry, the sandstone?
Sandstone.
Okay, yeah. Great. Oh, yeah.
Everything happened at once.
Out of everything except that. Yeah. Okay. We included it in DR.6J, which I guess didn't get in your packet.
No, they should. You should have it. 6J.
Here, 6J.
No. I have it.
Is it in the old one?
In the earlier pack, maybe.
It's dated 21 March.
I don't have my old one.
2013.
I do. I didn't realize.
I can pass it on now.
Okay, so it's from the old packet, right?
It's from the second, the first amended packet.
The
so
last
like
packet,
all
right.
Three.
Okay.
It's not from the packet we just received.
Got it.
Right, because those were only replaced.
Can you just pass that? Can we pass yours around?
Six. Six J.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Can you pass one?
It's in the 21st March revision packet.
Sorry.
That's all right. Great.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
All right, we got you.
All right, we can send it back. Okay, other questions?
I just have one question.
Okay.
Stephen, the windows that now look into the climbing kind of mezzanine there, is it going to be looking into the back of the armature of the bouldering? Is that
kind of... Yes, it will.
So so you'll actually be looking at the armature, not actually the activity.
Right. The way that's probably going to be built will be fairly interesting. Also, once we get all the details on how that's built, we intend to try to enhance it.
Yeah.
In some interesting ways. It'll be very structural. It will look like a climbing support structure. We may be able to put some equipment or some kind of storage there that is interesting. The intent is that it's interesting, and if not active climbing, it would be potential climbing.
Yeah. And why I ask is you've probably seen the trend recently is that in bouldering gyms, you actually top out, climb over, and then exit through the back through slides or stairways. It's pretty cool. So the whole interior becomes activated.
Mm-hmm.
So there's an opportunity there if you actually climbed over the top, then you'd actually be people passing back and forth in front of them, you know, something new.
Definitely we're exploring any way to make use of that.
Yeah.
Yes. Cool. Also, you'll be able to see at the upper part of the windows, you'll see up into the inner ceiling of the back chamber. You won't actually be able to see people because of the angle, but there will be views into the deeper volume of the building.
Great.
Hmm. Great.
Disappointing.
Yeah, Ted.
I guess I need help on the stone base. It's changed to a single color, but it's still the sandstone. Is that what you're?
Yes.
And it's still ground face.
Yes.
And, you know, you explained that you pursued some other colors and you pursued some other awnings. Can you give us a little bit more information about the kind of stuff you tried? And
In terms of the colors, the main thing we tried was changing the copper color to white in the corner box. And, I think you can imagine, if that's white, what happens.
Too much.
You end up really needing to be only one color for the whole building, and it totally washes out. We tried, you know, if we go to sandstone color or off gray for that corner, it doesn't really pop. We think the Pearl District needed some pop, not just a background building. And in terms of the white and the dark, those work so well together, we didn't try alternatives to that.
I'm wondering if the not the middle recessed portion of the building, but the back and the other part could have been, if you tried it dark brown, you'd still have three colors, but your entrance would be of an identifiable color. the building would wrap and kind of hug that planter might not be as so white.
Sure. We did look at coloring some of the other masses. The thing is, they're interlocked with the main building so much that there wasn't a clear dividing line. It started getting artificial, especially when you get around to the west side. At one point, we looked at the inset, what was the blank wall inset,
mm-hmm.
and looking at that, it doesn't have any sides to it, so it looked like just a plain wall as opposed to a volume. We really were working with three-dimensional volumes, not facades. So we thought enhancing the east end of the building, making that pop and let the rest of it be more of a support appearance was the strongest solution. But yeah, we did look at breaking it up more. We thought breaking up more was not working.
And awnings?
Awnings, we explored some shapes that were based on the climbing walls inside. They're very angular, faceted shapes. They're very dramatic on the climbing walls because they're three-dimensional again. We came down to the awnings. We bumped and pushed the leading edge of the awning into kind of jagged shapes that were based on the climbing wall shapes. Again, it was translating three dimensions to two dimensions. It came across as being fussy, and it didn't come across as being intentional. It came more we couldn't lock it into something that really did reference the three-dimensional structures. After doing quite a few variations on that, it really became clear that the awnings didn't need to make an expression. They needed to basically be just a piece of the building.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually worked on that a lot and had some things we were excited about until we looked at them harder, and they receded back to being not strong solutions.
Did we direct them to be expressive?
I don't necessarily recall that, but Chris, what's your recollection of that?
What you were looking for was how they were going to connect into the metal panel system, and then there was a lot of discussion about adding more around that southwest corner.
Right, I remember more.
Yeah.
Yes, and
yeah.
Connectors. Yes.
Yeah, and we all looked at the things that Steve were proposing, and they really seemed artificial. I mean, they just really, they could be that way or they couldn't be that way. There was sort of no rationale for it to happen.
Okay. Sounds good.
I think one comment was not doing kind of an off-the-shelf awning, mm-hmm. but in terms of this building, they do work.
Right. There's only so many ways to do an awning, yeah.
I think they do. I think you are correct in your comment about the building needs a strong, you know, kind of horizontal element. I think that's true. I think there's lots of ways to express it. And did you go through exploration of a window mullion system for that inset piece when they went from a green wall to windows on the south face?
A mullion system?
Well, more divisions you have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, something that was...
Yes, we did. We actually started with larger windows divided into modules that tried to relate to the windows and openings below.
Okay.
Started out with that. They started being too blocky and didn't really relate. The vertical relationship from the lower windows to the upper didn't translate, and also we have a block module and a panel module.
I see it right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that we did work with a lot of different vertical elements and tried to do a simple division that echoed the other windows but didn't copy them.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Other questions?
Yeah, I'm a little confused about the CMU being different because this thing we got today says it's been changed, but isn't it just the same as the photograph you've got here? Because it says CMU sandstone, is it the same pattern that's on here too, on that photo? And
no, actually, our original was the dark gray and sandstone, but it was the square, the square faces, so they appear to be square.
But it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed between these two.
Oh, look at it's over on the right. Oh no, that's the paver. No, it appears to be the same 4-8 pattern you're using. Uh-huh. It's sandstone is called out, and it's called out as ground face, which seems to be what you're presenting here on the sample board is.
Right, I might be able to clarify that. It has not changed since March 21st. So the drawing that you have is dated March 21st, and that was revised from the previous original proposal, which was two colors and a different sized block. So if you don't have your old drawings with you, you won't be able to tell the difference.
I have this old image.
You have, that's the new one. That is the new current image.
I guess I'm just confused by the fact that on this April, so perhaps, April letter, it says it's been changed. So
it was changed on March 21st.
Yeah, it was changed.
Yeah. Changed since the last presentation.
Gotcha now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Sorry for that.
Okay. That's okay.
Sorry.
And this is a small detail, but it just caught my eye. The along the white panels, and also a little bit of the inside the planter, all of your downspouts are coming down to the planter, but they're kind of a dark gray relative to the panel itself. I just, you know, those kinds of things you want to disappear and not become a, you know, a line and a feature. So I just was curious about that treatment of those.
We actually intended for them to be darker to help split up the wall.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I'm not sure that a downspout is a feature.
Right.
You know, I mean, is the detail that you want to do that with, but so anyway, I guess that's a...
Normally we wouldn't, but they do come down into an active stormwater treatment planter, so...
Do they daylight there, Steve? Do they actually
yes.
daylight at, right above that planter?
Yes.
And I guess I want to just ask about those south windows in the recess. So all of them will be behind the bouldering?
Yes.
None of the bouldering will be below the windows, so you won't see anything inside?
Some of the bouldering will come below the tops of the windows, so you will be able to see over the top about 4 or 5 feet. And it does vary, yes.
Had you considered running the bouldering inside, much like you've got it in the kind of that western edge where it's inside more and not against the outside wall?
We did, but we ran out of walls. There's some of the bouldering has to be on a wall and or against a wall.
Okay. Other questions? Mr. Keltner?
Yeah, it's... relative to the canopy on the, you know, on the white block that you've added, on the, that's the southwest. Southwest corner. The other canopy, there's a coordination between the extent of the canopy and the window behind, and on the one on the southwest corner, you've stopped it sort of arbitrarily as it wraps the corner. It kind of starts at, you know, it starts at one edge of the window there on the right. But then where it terminates over here to the left on this image
doesn't go all the way.
I was just curious about why it wouldn't extend coordinate with where the windows are just in that.
We chose to do basically equal sides on both. Otherwise it starts to imply that that door to the left is an entrance and it's not.
Right. Okay.
It's not a big deal to us, but we were trying to enhance the corner and not actually draw people further north on 15th.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Other comments or questions, I guess?
Well, and then kind of looking at that west elevation, are those vents from the restrooms, are those exhausts or intakes above the cursory window?
Exhaust.
Exhaust.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just want to, I don't know, let's see. Is there any, I think it's just the windows into the back of the bouldering stuff. I know what that stuff looks like. And it's, I guess my concern is a little bit, I mean, we're looking for these things to help, you know, provide that kind of active front. And you get that sometimes, you'll require a certain amount of glazing and then yep. move in and put something right behind it and it's just, it becomes a wall. And God, I'm just trying to figure out how we can get something to be able to happen here. It's sort of the one, it's just the one, it's the one piece for me. I don't know how, where you guys are at. I know we're in questions right now, but I want to have Steve have a chance to respond. It's really the only piece for me that seems a little difficult because we have the windows, but then it's not able to be active. So is there anything we could do with that bouldering area, even if it was like, you know, narrowing the, you know, a different pattern of windows that are like narrower and they're cut in, or there's a, you lose a couple of windows so you can get some length of, I mean, something to get where you're looking up and you're seeing activity. It seems almost more important than the quantity. Could the bouldering, is there a way you could look at the bouldering being sort of, you know, a series of perturbances, right, that would have light kind of in between them? We're getting into the interior design, which isn't the point. I just want to try and figure out some way you can leave here with a
sure.
just some condition of approval that you feel like you could work with.
Yeah, we've talked with the owners, the clients about this, and they're interested in coming up with something that looks good. They don't want blank windows either. I think it's a little bit early in their programming to really wrap their heads around what you do with behind the bouldering space, but they're very interested in doing that. They don't want to put up banners or signs or something static, but I think we can provide assurance that we would do something active and interesting in terms of programming the space with something artificial. That's we're trying to avoid that too, but making it an active, perhaps there's some kind of back of house climbing apparatus that would be interesting and perhaps used.
I mean, I'm just looking at it. It seems like, just for instance, in that southwest corner, looking at the plan, it looks like there is a kind of where you actually do have quite a bit of wall.
Right.
Could you trade some? You know, get more of the kind of bouldering that's engaging the wall in that position for getting more of that kind of perturbance to happen where the windows are. In other words, there's that, it kind of sticks out and it allows you, you know, but it leaves solid wall in some of these positions, if there was a way to.
Well, and actually the reason you're pointing to the southwest corner of the planter area on the second floor, there's a big roll-up door right there, which gives you views right into active climbing too. Yeah. So what we were thinking is, and that's the biggest opening, the biggest views opportunity there. And it implies what else is going on behind the other windows.
Right. Tim, you've been drawn forward by this conversation. Do you have something to add to the mix, or?
I love being called out. That's great. I was only going to offer, and thanks for asking. We did talk about this wall quite a bit in our last meeting and talked about how to activate, what to do, and kind of the conundrum of the interior space, which we do not regulate per city code relative to zoning code or per our design guidelines. We do talk about activating spaces. We do talk about ground floor window requirements, and this wall mm-hmm. does meet the ground floor window requirement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what I would humbly offer is we did explore rather deeply that where they are in the programming and that the behind spaces of these walls are actually active spaces for employees in terms of storage or setting of materials, but also potentially as display spaces or other types of static, nevertheless, could be used very well in kind of a vertical nature, and that's why the windows are actually designed in that kind of vertical layout. So my stepping forward was only cautionary to say it's a discussion about designing the interiors is relative to more of a friendly amendment and a strong encouragement, and also employing that issue. It's important to activate the spaces in one manner or another.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the bouldering wall could just, it's okay, it's not, we're not going to build it. We build it. 6 months later, somebody comes in and builds something on the inside of the building, you know, or this building has a new life and something happens.
Right.
So
that's important to consider. There are windows there if we put them in there now that weren't there if we don't put them in there now.
The rub is we know now.
Sort of the opposite of the Apple Store problem.
It's like,
right?
Be careful what you put on your application information at that point, you know. But it's a far cry from being able to see in and actually see people bouldering. And your rival on the east side has that big window in the corner, and that's one aspect of it versus active storage space or active, you know, behind the scenes space. It's a far, far different kind of activity. And particularly with it being set back as an important piece relative to also people being able to sit. Now, you've invited people to sit there and kind of interact with the building, yet at least you can do that on the first floor, and that's a good start. But it would be nice, you know, to, and much more, I think, from your own standpoint of visibility and telling people what you're doing inside and just connecting more to at least consider opening that up some.
Point of discussion, though, it's actually a good one. PRG, they do have that big glass corner. I think Steve's got their openings all around where you are.
Absolutely.
They also have
big blank walls.
Big blank walls that have these kind of punches in it. They just like layer a picture of somebody into the back of it, you know? So that's what I'm hoping. These guys, this is an improvement on that, I think, actually. Seeing, you know, not just having something pasted up against the back of the glass.
Which one's PRG?
It's the Rock Corner, Sandy and
Sandy and Winside.
Oh, Rock. Yeah.
Didn't we know the designer there?
Not me.
No.
David Warren.
Not me.
I think it's important to step back and look at the context of the building. On the east side, we've got about a 50-foot high glass wall. And then multiple, at street level, we have incredible views in. I agree, and you can be assured we're not going to paste posters in these tall windows that we've just bought. And we'll be pursuing something interesting. But there's no shortage of views into the building at pedestrian level.
Okay. All right. Further comments or questions?
Well, David's comment about that, the southwest corner with the glass kind of going all the way around, but the canopy kind of stopping midway. It's a little awkward. If that's what you were getting at, I agree with that 100%. And just another awkward in the perspective, the exhaust vents are just kind of, you know, plopped in there versus maybe being a little more integrated with the windows below. What's that little separation between the windows? There's not much in the way of a detail for that. So that would just be, and that's important because it is an exhaust fan and it's coming out, and you know, hopefully it's not that bad. The men's room would be worse than that. Obviously. So
okay.
That's about all I have. And then I don't know if anyone shares the downspout as design detail that I do, but it just seemed a bit stripy and odd because it's coming out of a white gutter and then becomes, anyway, it's just a small detail. But. And then, Tad, where were you going with the color combo?
Oh, I just, my personal opinion that I thought wrapping the brown all the way around that.
The back end
and just keeping that center wall white would be still three colors, but it accentuates the inset wall, the planter wall, gives a little special feel to it, and also makes the entry pop clearly if the other end was the dark brown. So you have defined as points of interest the planter area, which is going to receive pedestrians and people hanging out sitting on the seat wall, and you've accentuated the entry, and then the rest of the building wraps around those things. So that's where I was going with my thoughts on that. I like the scale and the boxiness of it. I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
Further comments or discussion?
One thought I did. I wondered since we are in a brown orange, generally speaking, brown orange color tone. I'm wondering whether one of the other CMU colors would tie into the base a little better than the
little pinky,
the sandstone, and going with something that has one of the either the mountain brown or the mesa tan might kind of soften the base a little bit and feel more connected to the other colors. Mm-hmm. But that's a thought. That's not a recommendation.
What's the color of the CMU across the street? Is it sort of the lighter?
It's dark gray. It's the granite.
Dark gray.
Gray.
Okay.
We're trying to keep light colors partially because of the freeway. We purposely wanted the back of the building to be a light color so that it didn't recede as and appear to be the back of the building, because that freeway, 15th Avenue, is a pretty difficult area.
Yeah.
And so keeping the base of the building light also works that way.
Okay. Any other thoughts or comments? We do need to start thinking about votes and potentially, if we would like to see this building leave today, like how we might be able to word conditions of approval. It sounds like most of what's being discussed, with potentially the exception of integration of vents, although I don't know, could be conditions of approval, looking at our planners. Okay. So I'm interested in knowing if most of the commission feels like the building is basically there, but that with some carefully crafted conditions, we might be able to send them on their way. Do you have thoughts on that?
In my opinion, the building's definitely there. I agree with Commissioner Warwick on the downspout, Steve. That's the only thing that kind of jumps out is kind of those vertical stripes. If they were lighter and more in tune with the white, I think that would be, and that's why I was asking if they daylight, you could even celebrate them as glass or but something, but the black striping just seems a little incongruous with the balance of the building. But other than that, I think it's a great improvement over where it came in from the beginning. The massing is good and the materials are great. So that's the only hang up I have.
Okay.
Do we want to try and get consensus on some of these other things? Or?
Yes.
Okay. What about that awning over here?
I can see Steve's point on why not to go back and wrap around an exit way. And I see how it balances. I could see it either way. I could see it almost as a design decision as opposed to...
Well, it'd be more consistent with the kind of southeast corner, kind of going around. They're not necessarily symmetrical, but they're about connecting to things below it, glazing and that kind of thing.
But they're presently symmetrical, right? Is that right? Presently they're the same depth, north-south, each of them. Is that the driving force behind that, right? So, hard to perceive as a viewer, but they're matching, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think
you're more likely to perceive the awning stopping.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I can see him taking the awning to the window and not doing the door.
Yeah.
And then you've got the window covered.
Yeah. Right?
Which would be more consistent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm kind of hearing a consensus on continue awning to the edge of the window.
What now?
I'm hearing a kind of a consistent, would prefer to see awning carry to the consistent.
Which would be more in keeping with the way the southeast corner is, where it kind of takes in the window on the south, wraps itself around, and then ends up at the entry door.
Okay.
That whole recess. So there's something about the architecture relating to the canopy.
I totally understand. And I hear basically consensus on why. I think one is more likely to notice that the awning has a relationship with the window than that it's symmetrical to another awning on another part of the building. So I also heard the exhaust vent question.
What question?
The exhaust vents and where they're placed and what to do with those.
All right, I'd agree on that.
Just they're to integrate them a little more?
Yeah, they're just kind of stuck on and they need, how's it going to really go over those seams and...
Okay, I have a... Tim.
Is that something staff can work through?
Okay. Sorry, I just want to have a procedural check-in.
Mm-hmm.
We may or may not have any cards for public testimony. If we're moving out of questions, we should
close
the record, have discussion.
That's true. Okay. Just for the benefit of everyone who's here, if there's someone from the public who wants to testify on either side of this question, either a support or an opposition to this project, you are more than welcome to do so today. There are yellow cards in the back of the room. You fill them out with your name and address. You give them to Paige. She gives them to me, and I will call you up. So if there is anyone here who would like to do that for this case. I don't see anyone jumping up right now, so let's keep going. But at any time, if your opinion changes about that, please grab a yellow card. So, integration events. Do we feel like we can, Chris, do you think we can?
Staff.
Yeah, we'd be really happy to work with Steve on getting something for that.
Okay. Comments on colors for the CMU and then wrapping the back end. The applicant has said he'd prefer to keep that back end of the building light. I can understand the argument for that.
I'm comfortable with what's here.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then the color of the CMU, is there any?
The color of
the CMU.
That's where I'm at.
Bring it into tan or brown or something that.
Put all those colors together? I mean, samples from everything?
Do we have all the samples here today?
We don't have. Is there a whole sample?
That would be great to get them all lined up just to.
I'm good.
So I'm getting.
I appreciate where Tad's going with that, but I can I can also see a couple other approaches, and I feel like Steve's is it's totally a valid opinion, so I support that.
Okay, are we okay? Okay.
Yep.
So what I've got is essentially match the downspouts to the background color.
Yeah.
Now. The downspouts, you guys transition across a couple fields.
I'm sorry.
The downspouts transition across a couple fields of color. So do we want them to just be white, or do you want them to match the color that they're
white?
Which they're from? White metal.
It'll
just disappear.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it'll match.
On the copper, you can match that copper. Can you match that? Yeah. Just break metal or whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So white downspouts continue on into the end of the bank of windows on the southwest corner. Is that right?
There's another one.
And then achieve better integration events.
Right.
Yep. Well, that's something that jump in. That wouldn't be a condition of approval. That's actually something that you're directing staff to do with the applicant.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So it's not a condition. So I don't have an event integration.
So I have two conditions. One is to paint the downspouts to match either the white or the copper wall color, and to extend the southwest canopy all the way to the edge of the west window frame next to the door.
Right. Okay.
And the vents.
And the vents you're
going to
deal with?
The vents are not a condition. The vents are something staff will work on with the applicant.
Okay.
Friendly amendment. That's what Tim's calling it.
We also had the striving for transparency on that upper middle windows, right? That's a friendly amendment.
That's another friendly amendment, right?
Yeah. We'll make note of it, but okay.
It is noted.
Okay. They will be transparent. It's just
they are transparent glass, sure. Right. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and that would be a bigger question. If it is what at its worst condition, maybe you consider, a translucent film or something inside.
And we do need to close the record.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Understood. Okay. So, meaning that we actually have to have a vote, right? Or we have to officially close the record?
You need to state that you're closing the record.
That's good to know. Thank you. All right. Well, I haven't had any response from the public, so I will close the record, and I would like to move from essentially what we've just been discussing, which sounds like crafting a vote, to making final comments on the building, if you guys would like. Or we can go move straight to a vote. Does anyone have a strong opinion?
Can I go straight to a vote?
Let's move to a vote. Great. Sure. Then somebody propose a motion for me. Thank you. Yeah.
Have you made a motion yet in your short career?
No, I have not.
You want to do it this one, or you want to wait for a better one?
No,
just kidding. A harder one? Or
a
what?
Harder one. You mean an easier one?
Yeah, an easier one? Okay.
I move to approve as described, as discussed, with how I have to say that, with
exactly.
The friendly amendments.
And the two conditions.
Condition the approval based on.
All right, so Tad, I'm going to help you out. I'll need some sort of motion that also includes two conditions of approval. One, that the. The downspouts are white in front of white fields or copper in front of copper-colored fields, and that the applicant continues the awning to the end of the bank of the windows on the southwest corner. So give it another stab, if you would. I have to have something sort of official. Yeah, we're really taking you through it, aren't we?
Yeah, I move to approve based on the conditions of approval being the moving the gutters to copper color on a copper field or white on a white field, extending the awning to the glass enclosure or the end of the glass storefront system, and you're doing the vents.
Vents.
And, display area
will be transparent.
Okay.
Clear glass.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll second that.
You know what you just seconded?
I have a vague idea.
Okay, Steph,
Thank you for your patience. I wasn't on call.
That's okay. It's hard. I think officially I'm not supposed to be making motions, so drag it out of one of you guys. All right, Paige, do you want to... Is there any discussion before I call the vote? Okay, let's vote.
All right. David Kelder?
Aye.
Tad Savner?
Aye.
Ben Kaiser?
Aye.
David Moore?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations and good luck with your project.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.